Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God's choice is blessing. Rest upon every one of you, truly the one and Lord on this morning. We do give praise and thanks to the Father for all of his many, many blessings that he has indeed bestowed upon us. We are grateful and we are thankful to Father for everything that he has done. We don't have enough words to express to him what all the good things that he has done. Amen. Therefore, we do praise him on this morning. Now, let us turn our hearts to the throne. Father, we honor you on this morning. We give you praise and we give you the glory. For all glory belongs to you. Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins of omission and commission. We thank you, Father, for your many, 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 many blessings. And we give you the honor. Father, we thank you for this glorious day. And we order this day. This is a day of peace, a day of rest, a day of thanksgiving. A day of sitting still and watching your hand remove the enemies from around us permanently. Father, you always take care of your children. You always make sure that your children are safely taken care of and safely hidden away while you remove their enemies day from in front of them and from all around them. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for hiding us in this secret place of your strong power. Thank you. And many trust in chariots, many trust in guns, many trust in tangible things, but we trust in the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is indeed our strong power. The name of the Lord is indeed our weapon. The name of the Lord is our shield. Your wonderful, powerful name wraps himself around us as a blanket. Your powerful name wraps himself around us and everything pertaining to us as a mighty weapon. Oh, that is why we have not been consumed, because of your powerful, glorious, majestic, hallowed name. Oh God, we honor you all this morning. I feel the preacher. We honor you all this morning. For you are the preacher. And Father, we thank you. Have your way. Have thine own way. We are the potter, and you indeed are the clay. We no longer stand in the way. We are like our brother, the elder Paul, who is with you. We beat ourselves into submission. We beat ourselves into subjection, for we refuse to allow ourselves anymore, any longer, to be unwilling vessels and tools for Satan due to our ignorance of your will for our lives. We command that wicked one to bow his knee and go to the pit of hell, bound and chained in eternal fetters, never to reappear in our lives ever again. We unashamedly take our rightful place and our rightful stance, and you as sons, we will not quiver, we will not bow our knee to no one but you. We are the rightful heir, and we are the sons of God. Therefore, I speak to every son of God who has been beaten and bruised and left for dead. Father, send them out of war angels with flaming sword to go and get them. Where Satan and his human agents have buried them, but yet they have stripped within them and they call it out. It's a weak call, it's a weak faint, and all of those who have ears from you and who have walked where they walk can hear. So I command that the true sons of God who have been wounded and beaten and beaten and torn and left for dead by Satan and his human agents, they are the true saints, the true sons, to be brought forth. Wherever they've been thrown and put dirt over, that their voice won't be heard. Oh, you heard blind Bartimaeus' voice. Who was a true son. And he called out the louder. They tried to shut him up, but he called out anyway. He was blind, but he called out anyway. Help you, may help you. He said, shut up. He cried out the louder. Touch me. He had been beaten and bruised and battered and cast to the side of the road. Left for dead. Walked past every day. People refusing to help him. But oh, you touched him one day. You raised him up out of his dead situation on your way to Calvary to die for him. You pulled him up. So I speak to every blind Bartimaeus who is a true son, a true Levite, a true son of Judah. Oh, the beautiful nail print hand of God pulls you up and out on the third day. He was risen for our dead, risen from the dead for our dead. Yeah, I said it right. What do you mean he was risen from the dead for our dead? Because we were dead. We were dead in our sins. Nothing could help us. No one could speak for us, not even ourselves. Our voice was not to be heard by the Heavenly Father. The only voice that the holy ears of our Heavenly Father will hear is the voice of the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Come on, Holy Ghost, you will. The good God of mercy. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. I feel the preach here this morning. Good God, let me say that. Father, we thank you for pulling us up. Thank you, Jesus. 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 For forgiving us. Oh, I see it on me, and he come here. Washing us in your word. Washing us in your blood. Pulling us up and out of the miry pit that they dug for us. The clever trap and the clever snare they made for us. Oh, they've been diligent. Dipping in our prayer that you forgave us and you cast them into the sea of forgiveness. Oh, you know every one of them. That's why you spoke in Psalm 94. Vengeance belongs to me. And you spoke in Psalm 37. Threaten not that subject of the evil doers. Neither be thou unanimous against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. And wither as a green herb. Oh, I've seen the wicked spread themselves as a bay tree. But when I turned and looked for them, they were gone. Because he who creates heaven and earth sits on the throne and laughs. And he lies again. And he lies. And he lies again. Because he knows that the day of the wicked, of buffeting his children, has come. So he has decreed and declared, I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and afraid of myself, but now will I go forth like the mighty jealous man of war that I am. I will roar at the mighty tribe of Judah. I will roar at the mighty anger bear. I will roar like a woman in travail. And I will defeat and destroy your enemies speedily, swiftly, quickly. Isaiah 42. I am the Lord your God, who created the heavens and the earth by myself, and I frustrate the tokens of the wise. I make even the deed of this man. I destroy them and they work. I put on the armor. I'm God. Vengeance belongs to me. Vengeance belongs to me. And this is a day of vengeance. Deuteronomy 9 says, I go before you today, speedily, swiftly, quickly, to destroy the stubborn giants that are in your life that refuse to leave. For I made a covenant with my friend Abraham. And when you gave your life to my son, who is the fulfillment of that covenant, that made a covenant active in your life. So I must honor the covenant. For my name is at stake. I must destroy your enemies. That's why I told Joshua, anything about it standing before you? No. As I was with my servant Moses, so am I with you. What am I saying? No man will ever stand in front of you. And you won't ever run from any man. That's why I say the enemy come at you one direction, 3 and 7. But now I've intensified it. I say they won't even come. Giving you peace all around, and you should live in safety and safety. Now you can go anywhere on my greeter, for this is your inheritance, not the bastards. Do the right for them, and they will begin to see it. I'm caught up by myself. It's in the master's name of Jesus we pray, amen. I want to apologize for being late. It was bad weather in my area. But we are here. And we pray as the Holy Spirit leads. Those of you who have your Bible and you're a long time with the Lord, read today Acts. This is where we at. We're in Acts 1. Acts 1. In Acts 1. Specifically, the 3rd verse. But we will read 1 and 2, the former treatises have I made, O Theophilus. Now, theologians believe that this was John. Amen. Because the way it's written, now you must understand that the scriptures were written originally from the Hebrew without numbers, without chapters. Numbers and chapters didn't come to way later. Amen. And if the Lord leads, we'll go into detail as to why later on one day, but for the sake of time, John is the writer. Amen. Now, Theophilus here, we theologians believe that he was a high official of the Roman sect, amen, who was a new convert, as it were, and he, or if he was not a new convert, he was on the verge of becoming one. So the apostle John here is making his claim. He's telling him that I'm an eyewitness to these events. In other words, I am an infallible proof because I walk with him. What you say? And I still walk with him. Because although he left me physically, he is still with me. Huh? Okay, now, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he shewed himself after his passion. What was his passion? His passion was to do the will of him who sent him. When he was compelled of the Lord to say so, he always decreed, I do that which I see my Father. I only speak that which he has put in my lips. My desire is to do the will of him who sent me. He never took credit, even when they say good master. He said, who was good? Only one of them was good. And that's the heaven to fall. No. But yet, he in the fall of one. The word may flesh dwelt among us, but to say now. Father himself wrapped himself up in flesh, came in tabernacle with us 33 years, blew the minds off the world, turned the world upside down, right side up, and they still can't figure him out good. Because it ain't for the world. He's still speaking resoundingly. Who are you trying to dip over to that just don't belong to you? I came to those who know my voice. And a stranger they won't follow. That's why I pray for them. I don't pray for the world. Now, chapter 1, verse 3 says, infallible proof.